Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Well, let me turn to my guests who are here with me this morning. As I mentioned, from the Boys and Girls Club of Farmington, Nikki Taylor is here. She is the Development Director for the Boys and Girls Club. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having us on today.
You bet. Good to see you and have you here. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Also joining us in studio, Jessica Thin is here. She is the Assistant Director for School-Based Programs. And Jessica, good morning to you. Good to see you.
Hey, good morning. It's good to be here.
Thank you for coming in as well. And so let's start by talking a little bit about kind of what's going on. I know it's been difficult, like for everyone, with the Boys and Girls Club of Farmington because of COVID-safe practices and being able to do what you do in a safe way, and then helping parents to be able to have some activities for their kids. And so, Nikki, let me start with you a little bit about how the club has been able to kind of navigate through these uncharted waters like the rest of us.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we're definitely in different times. It's been crazy. But we've been working hard. We've been so busy even since March. We immediately transitioned to working from home as much as possible and helping and still supporting kids as much as we could. And then we transitioned into our summer program, and we served over 800 kids this summer doing virtual programming, sending free kits home every week, as well as we did a meal program at the club for daily meals and then healthy snacks. So we've been extremely busy. We had a great summer. We had great feedback from families on how much they enjoyed the interaction with the club, still being able to provide a lot of our programs and still be able to support the kids even through a virtual world. But the kits were phenomenal. They got kits every single week. Again, all the programs were free for our kids, and it just went really smoothly, and we had a blast. And we've been working really hard on upcoming programming as well as continued safety and proper cleanliness with the new COVID best practices. So
right, very good. And we were talking before we came on the air this morning about as some of the local schools start going back to some face-to-face classes on certain days of the week. Farmington is set to start soon, and so is Bloomfield, as we understand. And so that will impact some of the things you're doing as well. You'll change a little bit because of those things?
Correct, yeah. So you'll see that we've had out in the public as well, the Farmington Municipal Schools, as well as our Facebook page, we've had a lot of advertising for our free new camps that we're doing. We have had to switch to virtual with what has happened with COVID and with the schools not opening. However, with our middle school program, and we've had three sites going and providing support during the day as well as in person in the afternoon. I can let Jessica speak to a little bit about the Sea Camp program that we've offered for middle school.
Okay.
It's been fantastic.
Very good. Jessica, let me turn to you and ask you about that. This is something that you're offering to parents, right, to help in during these times?
Yes, definitely. So we are actually open to middle schoolers in four different schools. Nikki's right, we do have three sites. Two of the sites have been generously provided by the city, so we are also working jointly with them along with the school system. And the way this middle school Sea Camp program is working right now is it is in person. It is considered an after-school program, so kids are arriving later in the afternoon, and they're there for a couple hours, and it's a little different structure than our elementary school program, because for the middle schoolers, they have different needs during this time. You know, they're used to being around friends and having that connection, and so really the Sea Camp emphasizes that, building those connections, building those friendships, building up some of those social emotional skills again, because we had been in quarantine for so long.
Right. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And so we're showing a poster for our viewers who are watching us on the video platform. And so talk to me a little bit about what else is involved. This is a 4-day a week
Yes,
program?
It's a 4-day week program, so it's Tuesday through Friday. And it is only for select schools right now, so it's going to be for Heights Middle School, Hermosa Middle School, Mesa View, and Tibbetts. That we have pushed out enrollments with Facebook, and there's a link to register on that, and there's also a link to register on the bottom of the flyer there. What we do, a lot of our programming right now, well, first of all, when they get there, of course, we take very how do you say it? We're very careful in our check-in procedures to make sure that we're following COVID practices. And then, of course, the students do get a snack, like Nikki said. So we do offer them some nutrition in the program. And then the students will go on to whoever their groups are. And they will go through the programming, and the programming we have lined up is great. This month has been a lot of fun. We've done art. Who art thou?
Nice.
So
I see what you did there.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. And a lot of the programming about in September was mainly about self-discovery and building those connections with other kids and seeing how they're similar and how they're different. And it's been a lot of fun. It's really encouraged a lot of conversations, and the kids have just really, really enjoyed it. Another program that we're doing is To Be or Not to Be, and that's a theater program. So kids are learning about body movement, about voice projection. It's a really great program. And then the last one is Let's Get Lyrical. And okay. I'm really excited about that one, yeah. So you see our play on words. We love it.
I do. I like it.
We are
so
creative at the club.
There we are, yeah. And so what the nice thing about Let's Get Lyrical is that it incorporates a lot of poetry. And so the kids are learning how to use different words to express themselves, but in a way that they can relate to. So poetic slamming or poetry slam and poetic, you know, phrases and things like that. So it's been a lot of fun with the kids.
Very good. And I would think you've got some maybe caps on how many kids can be signed up for some of these things. And
we
so
do.
If parents are wanting to get their children involved, they would probably need to act fairly quickly.
Yes, they do need to act quickly because spaces are really limited. So through other previous years in the program, we've had huge amounts of kids
able
to service the community. But because of COVID practices, we're limiting that to 20 students per school. So you can imagine that creates a very high demand. So we do still have spots available, but parents will definitely need to act quickly if they want to get in those spots.
Very good. And the best way to do that is then to go to your Facebook page or website to get signed up if they're not already?
Yes, it's on our Facebook page as well as the Farmington Municipal School page, and it's on all of their individual Facebook sites for each school as well. And Jessica's right, that's the main thing that we wanted to share with this program is it seems a little different now because they're coming in the afternoon. It's kind of a little, they've been doing virtual all day, and then they're kind of transitioning over to us. But what we want parents to realize is once school does go back, that there will be transportation. So they will go to school, then there'll be transportation to these programs. And the partnership with the city and the schools has been phenomenal. We couldn't do this without either of them. So we're extremely grateful. But it's a great program, like Jessica was saying, for the kids, for development, but also that extra care for families for after school is back.
Right. Well, and I know a lot of parents are struggling with some of the virtual things that their kids are having to do, and they're looking forward to face-to-face classes for some of their kids because some are doing well and some aren't doing so well, and so any kind of face-to-face activities that they can offer to their kids, like maybe these programs, is going to be welcomed by these parents.
Correct. And then to transition to that, what we have been taking surveys on, so it's still a potential possibility but not approved yet, is maybe going face-to-face, especially with our middle school kids, because school is not opening for them as quickly. We are looking to get approval to go all day face-to-face, where they would have that. We would help them in that moderation of the virtual life of school, and then transition into our after-school program while they're there. They're already there, and we can transition straight into what we do and provide both services for those parents who have to work or need help. So that is a possibility. Obviously, if we do transition into full days, it will go for to the people who are already signed up. So
right.
Again, that creates that sense of urgency in those limited spaces, because if that passes, it will start with the families that are already enrolled. So if you're interested, you know, if a family's interested, they should definitely act quickly.
Right. And so who would you be checking with to get approved to do this? This is the State Health Department, or this is...
It's a mini process between the city, the schools, as well as state and local government to make sure that we can do everything that we want to do. Plus, and there's a piece of funding and approval, because right now all of our programs are free for all families. Through a lot of hard work through the club, our fundraisers that we've been doing, a lot of our events, we are working hard to make sure we charge families nothing through this process. And that includes programming time, food, and free materials. So it's been really nice. We've worked hard to make sure we can keep using that word free for families, because it's hard times right now, and we want to be able to provide great support.
Right. Very true. Well, that's great. My guest this morning from the Farmington Boys and Girls Club, the Boys and Girls Club of Farmington. My guest this morning in the studio, Nikki Taylor, is here. Also, Jessica Thin is here. And I want to talk about another program that's coming up that we have another poster for. And so, Jessica, talk to me a little bit about this. And there's too many numbers and letters there. I don't even know how I would pronounce that or how I would say it. So help me.
Yes. That is our we call it our 21st Century program, and it's just the Brain Camp program.
Brain Camp, got it. Well, obviously my brain needs a camp because I couldn't figure that out. Thank you.
So there's the CARES Brain Camp and 21st Century Brain Camp. Essentially, they're run the same way as far as programming goes, and they're basically for our elementary students. So that's Apache, Bluffy, McCormick for the 21st Century, and then for the CARES program, it's going to be Esperanza, what's the other one? I'm sorry. McKinley and Animus.
Okay.
Yes, all those three. And we were so planning on doing, we were so excited to go face-to-face, and that was the original plan. But of course, as you know, the school system hasn't opened, so we were able to pivot into a virtual programming based off the success that we had over the summer.
Got it.
From our virtual programming.
I see. And so now that Farmington schools are planning to reopen for some face-to-face, will that change a little bit of what we're talking about this morning?
Yes, that will change. So we're going to keep going virtually until a week after the schools have been in session. So a week after the students get back into the school system and instruction has started, the next week we will be doing in-person session, and we're super excited about that. All the
but the kids are too.
Yes. We just can't wait to see the kids again. We've taken every precaution to make sure that it is a safe environment. But yeah, we are super excited to see them again. And in the program, they will, so this program for elementary students, it emphasizes math and literacy skills with certified teachers. So we actually are partnering with two teachers from each school site to teach that. And then we're also implementing STEM, some STEM programming. And it's some, of course, you need the fun specials in there for music, art, things like that.
Right. So this is for second through fifth grade for our radio listeners who can't see the poster.
Yes.
And it is planned from September 15th through May.
Yes. So it's an all-year program.
Okay.
All-year program. And the same thing, like the seed camp space is limited.
Mm-hmm.
And once we do go in person in session, priority will be given to those who are already enrolled.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be very, very important that they get registered as soon as possible to save their spots.
Okay. And again, they can do that through the website, the Facebook page. There's a QR code on the screen right now. I guess I can try pointing your phone at the screen. I don't know. Maybe it will work. But you can certainly do it that way as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
Got you. And so let me look at another one. How about a CARES Brain Camp? That one
yep.
I can read without too much difficulty.
That's pretty much the same thing I had explained. That's, again, Tuesday through Friday. It's going to be from now until the end of May and throughout the whole school year.
And these are those other schools you're talking about, right?
Animus,
Esperanza, McKinley.
Esperanza and McKinley. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is right. And right now we are doing a virtual program that includes kits. So the students are getting free kits. And the kits are tailored to the projects and activities that we're working with the students virtually.
I see.
So it's really cool. It's a really cool concept.
So it's a kit with all the pieces I need to do whatever project we're talking about.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Very cool. Well, that's another cool thing to keep kids busy.
Yeah, definitely.
Can be a challenge.
It can be a challenge
these days. And then talk to me a little bit about this teen virtual program.
And I'm actually going to switch off to Nikki for this
one. Oh, Nikki?
Yep. Yes, I helped with the summer teen virtual program. It was super exciting. Again, we have that beautiful John Oliphant Taco Bell Teen Center that with the support of the community to help us open that last year. So we did not want that to sit empty. And so our version of using it still in a virtual world was to still provide a great virtual program for our teens. And we did a lot of the same items that Jessica's describing. We did them over the summer. We gave them a kit each week, and we did a mix of everything. We had yoga and Pilates and workout programs, and then transitioned into cooking programs that they could do at home safely.
Mm-hmm.
So we had different ingredients to make things at home, healthy items, fun items. And then again, we had STEM, we had music, we had science. So we did a lot of an array of just different items that they could do. And so again, we're continuing that into the virtual world. Now that our teens have not been able to return to school, we wanted them to be very much connected still with the club and that teen center. So we are continuing to provide kits every week, Some of them actually we were dropping off to families' homes in certain communities just to make sure they get those items.
And this is going till December, it says, right?
Yeah, that's December right now. We'd like to continue. Okay. I mean, again, we live in this world where we're not sure what's going to happen week to week. So currently till December, but that could transition straight into the spring as well. We'd love to. There's no reason for us to stop. And that's something that's coming straight from the club, again, for free. Mm-hmm. It's not from a specific funder, but we do have, a great partnership with the city and the schools to make sure that these programs go great. So it's been phenomenal.
Right. And since this is virtual, I would assume maybe some of the numbers, maybe the registration, you can have more kids in a virtual program than you can in a face-to-face program.
Right. Like Jessica was saying, you know, I don't know if a lot of people realize this. Our main club is one of the biggest clubs in the country. So we used to have, you know, upwards of getting close to 400 children that walk through just the main club every day. Then we had our school sites. We had Bloomfield. We had Hilltop. So now, but we were still limited. And so now we live in this world with virtual that we can accept as many as we want. And with the team program, that is very true. Since we will not be using the teen center at least until December probably, we can enroll as many that are interested. So we'd love to give everybody a free kit and for them to be involved and have a great time with us. And we use Zoom and Remind to check in with each other and to see each other. And so it's been a lot of fun.
Right. But I guess, I mean, they should come from the city of Farmington, shouldn't they?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And again, this may be a good time to mention too that the Boys and Girls Club of Farmington also helping with the Boys and Girls Club of Bloomfield. And so some of these things that we're talking about, Bloomfield is offering as well, or in a certain capacity, right?
Yes, correct. Yes, we've continued on with Bloomfield as well. And yes, we merged with Bloomfield or pretty much the end of last year to the beginning of this year was final. And it's been awesome having that club. It's changed so much. We are so grateful for the city. We work closely with the mayor as well and just really enjoy that town. The school's awesome. We work with them regularly as well. And yeah, they opened for kids full day a couple of weeks ago. So they've had kids in the building. They do 10 a day, close on Wednesday, but Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday and Friday. So they have 10 kids a day. Again, that's limited spacing. I think she may still have room for a couple of more for certain days, but it's been wonderful having the kids back. We've seen lots of pictures and just interaction over there has been great. But there is the monitoring time for their virtual school, so they do help them make sure that they get their virtual lessons done, and then they transition into the after-school program. So that's already began in person full day.
Gotcha. Very good. Well, and again, I know the Boys and Girls Clubs, anywhere they are, fill a great need in whatever community they're in. And so it's great to be able to do this and keep the Bloomfield Club going. And, of course, the Farmington Club is well known for all the things that you do there in Farmington and at Hilltop, as you mentioned, the other kind of remote location that in better times and normal times, that's full of kids too.
It is. It's a great program up there, the Hilltop side. It services that community that's close by, so kids can.
This is on Troy King Road for folks who aren't familiar with what we're talking about, but just.
Correct, yes, it's on Chorking Road, and then kids that come off the bus, they can go straight into that program. It's very convenient for those families, but it's been a wonderful program. I mean, again, with free, that one has had free scholarship programs for a long time. We provide food, we give them great programming, athletics. It's just a really interesting site that we've been appreciative of, again, to be lent to us by that community. So and right now it is not taking kids there. We are bringing those kids into the Farmington Club just to follow our count. Our safety guidelines. But again, with all of these programs, if your school's not listed, if it's limited space, we're working hard to add more schools. We're working hard to continue to do it in a safe manner and get approval before we move forward with anything that's different from what our normal would be, just to make sure we're doing it correctly. So definitely keep checking back. We'll have more information as we know more.
Very good. And Jessica, let me turn back to you a little bit about these programs that we've been talking about. And again, it's got to be great to see these kids to get back into the swing of things, to be able to be creative, even in a virtual world, to really express some of their creativity with some of these programs we're talking about.
Yes, definitely. The staff at Boys and Girls Club is so excited to see the kids again. Seeing them virtually is great, but we are so excited to get back into the school system, after school programs with the kids, and we are beyond excited. Like, I just can't express how excited we are.
We can hear
to
it in
get
your
back.
Voice.
Yeah. So we're very passionate about what we do at the Boys and Girls Club, and the programming has been great all summer. It's great right now, but I did want to really emphasize and stress that space is limited for these programs. So be sure if you have a child or a family member, just reach out to your family members and let them know that this program is available for them.
Very true. Thank you. And Nikki Taylor, I would imagine that as you follow some of the state health directives from the governor's office and the state health department, as maybe numbers were able to maybe have more people in gatherings, that the Boys and Girls Clubs would be able to maybe adjust some of their numbers accordingly?
We would absolutely love to. I mean, we continue to follow the guidelines. I mean, even yesterday, having the update on the school, we're all on pins and needles every time there's a new update or new information. We jump on it. We're immediately on the phone with each other, like, you know, where can we pivot to next? We use the word pivot a lot in our programming.
We all have. That's true.
But like Jessica said, you know, we're an after-school program and a summer program that engages with kids, and not having kids in our facilities is, as we still want to be a part of their world, even if it's virtual, but it's very different for us. And, you know, our staff is used to engaging with kids daily, and so we're teaching them to create videos and, you know, do Zoom meetings. So it's been a lot of fun, but I will say Jessica's right. We miss seeing their little faces come into the club and how excited they are to be with us that day and to engage, whether it's a, you know, a science activity, a robotics activity, an art. We have a garden now that we started last year, and that poor garden misses those kids.
Oh dear.
Too.
Right. So, most, you know, gardens do.
Yeah, we started a lot of different programming, and so we're, yeah, as things change, we would love to have that number change. And we continue, for those who don't know, we continue to use our Facebook page, Boys and Girls Club of Farmington, to do daily updates. That's where we did it before when we had weather, you know, adverse weather that we were watching for, anything going on with the town. So continue to follow our Facebook page for any updates.
Very true. That's a good point. And I know a lot of folks are bummed now in this new virtual world with Zoom and everything else. We may see the end of snow days for schools, because they'll just say, just go on Zoom. You don't have to catch the bus.
Hey, we'd happily do a cooking class over Zoom on a snow day. We'd be okay with that.
There,
but I agree with you. No sleeping in.
I know. What's a kid going to do? I feel bad about that. But we'll see if that happens. I don't know. Before we run out of time, I do want to talk about this other great event that's been going on for decades, I'm going to say, to help the Boys and Girls Club. And of course, it's the barbecue. But this year, like everything else, it's a little bit different.
Yes, we're calling
it. But you're still doing it.
We are. We're still doing it.
We're glad about that. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not doing the in-person barbecue.
Right.
So we're calling our barbecue sauce fundraiser.
There you go.
So if you've been to our barbecue over the last 52 years, I mean, it's a great program. Started by the Aztec Well family, and that's a picture of our barbecue crew right there that have been doing this for a long time.
There they are. I'm going to go to the next. There they are.
Yeah, I mean, it's phenomenal. So, yes, we decided to move forward since we could not host a big event and have a lot of people. There's only thousands and thousands of people that come to the club to eat or pick up and go our barbecue. So
you can't do that this year, but you can still sell the sauce.
We can sell that
sauce.
And
that's what you're doing.
That's what we're
going to
do.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a secret sauce. The recipe is very much closed off, and a lot of people, there's hardly anybody that knows what it is. So the Sandell family has been awesome and decided to help us bottle this and took care of bottling it for us. That's our beautiful label that will be on the sauce.
Right.
And it's kind of a picture of one of the jars. We have two different style jars.
Okay.
But that's what the sauce will look like, and it's delicious. If you've been to our barbecue, you know that the sauce is amazing. And so if you haven't, definitely get a jar and try it. Also, if you go to the website that's listed below there, the FBG Club BBQ. I know it's kind of tricky.
No, yeah.
But if you go to that site, it's a site just for our barbecue now. So we've created its own website, and you can order there. You can have it shipped. So if you do not live in the community and can't pick it up, you can have it shipped. Depending on the size of the numbers, we're also doing delivery. So the following week, but the event will be this Friday, September 25th, and from 4 to 7, you can drive through. We're going to have a great drive through system to pick up sauce and say hi to us. It'll be all contactless. We're following very strict guidelines to make sure we do this safely. But we're really excited that we can continue the tradition, even if it is a little bit different.
Right.
We also, something different that we're doing this year is we're doing a raffle. So we've had wonderful businesses in the community. You can check them out again on the website. We're doing 6 different raffle drawings for locally donated items or baskets. So we've got some really phenomenal items on there. So you can, for $10, just like the barbecue tickets were, you can either get the sauce, or you can get a raffle ticket, or you can buy many. So
there you go.
But this will all continue to help those free programs we talked about. So
to keep them free.
Right. So we will still not be charging.
Wonderful. Well, that's great. And so just for our radio audience, I just want to fill in a couple of the blanks. So you mentioned $10 a jar for the sauce, mm-hmm. $10 for the ticket, raffle ticket if you want. But you want pre-orders in by tomorrow, according to this poster.
We would like pre-orders in by tomorrow, just because it will be a system that we'll be printing off. So when we get out there, we want to know that you've already paid. And if you buy online, you get a printed ticket that you can bring with you as well. It definitely helps for tracking purposes, though, if it's done in a time, you know, by tomorrow.
But I can also buy in person then on Friday.
Yes, you can.
And drive through, and that's again from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. And it's at the club there on off of Sullivan.
Yes, off of Sullivan.
That's the official address is Positive Way.
Yeah, 1925 yeah. Positive Way. We have a great name for our street for our club. But yes, drive up between 4 and 7, and then once all the raffle tickets have been purchased and all the drive up is done at 7, we will move on to the raffle to draw for those 6 items, and it'll be 6 different drawings.
Okay, very good. And that website, once again, I'm going to read it off the poster here, FBGClubBBQ.com, FBGC, let me try it again.
I know.
I'm so sorry. FBGClubBBQ.com. That's how I wanted to say it.
And it's on our Facebook page, too.
Thank you.
So you can click the link on our Facebook page, Boys and Girls Club of Farmington. And then, again, we're so grateful for the Aztec Well family. This would not be possible without them and then their supportive barbecue crew that they've made this possible every year, and it's been a great fundraiser for us to continue to provide those programs and this year free programs.
That's true. Well, and again, if folks miss that taste of the barbecue in the middle of December or February, they can have a jar of this on the shelf and
that's very true.
We've go had, crazy, right?
We've had
they
many
don't have
people,
just enjoy it in September.
Yeah, that we have many people who bought it as Christmas presents already. So
sure.
Very exciting.
Very good idea, because Christmas is coming.
It's coming.
So there you are. Perfect. Well, thank you both for coming in this morning to talk about the great things that are going on at the Boys and Girls Club of Farmington and, of course, the club in Bloomfield. We're excited about that partnership as well. It's great to hear about all the things you're doing and kind of thinking outside the box these days, like we all are.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. Thank you both very much. My guest this morning from the Boys and Girls Club of Farmington with me here on KSJE. Back with more in just a moment, of course. The time right now is coming up on 8:39. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.